Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. If we do indeed have a polar vortex deep freeze coming this winter, then it looks to be closing in on us. This last week of January and into early February could be serving up the most bitterly cold air of the winter so far. Sub-zero wind chills are likely over an extended period, and lake effect snow will stay in the mix too. Confidence continues to increase that a shot of Arctic air will visit the Great Lakes region early next week, the NWS meteorologist said. Combination of bitterly cold temperatures and gusty winds could result in dangerously cold wind chills developing both Monday and Tuesday. Stay tuned for future updates on this potentially dangerous cold period of weather. On Wednesday, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement in response. Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rule does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most valuable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice. Drivers across Michigan, mid-Michigan, faced multiple traffic slowdowns this week after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. The Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, reported several incidents on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near the M81 exit, that temporarily shut down southbound lanes. One of the incidents was a semi-truck rolled over in a ditch on I-75 south near Saginaw, and just feet in front of that incident was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac Bay and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County, after U.S. 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. In Genesee County, an accident on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb, multiple vehicles were reported off the roadways, in ditches, and in farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And a collaborative effort is underway in Michigan to protect the state's bat species, many of which inhabit abandoned mines in the Upper Peninsula and in my attic. The Keweenaw Bay Indian community led the 2024 Bat Blitz, bringing together federal, state, and tribal biologists to train in bat monitoring and conservation techniques. Michigan bats face serious threats, including habitat loss and white nose syndrome, which is a fungal disease that has killed an estimated 90% of the state's hibernating bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and agriculture, consuming thousands of insects nightly and reducing the need for pesticides. During the blitz, researchers safely captured, examined, and released bats, with some fitted with temporary tracking devices to study their movements and roosting habits. The initiative also supports efforts to protect maternity roosts and educate field teams. Experts stress that public support is crucial, from reducing pesticide use to reporting bat roosts. Another bat blitz is planned for later this year to expand tribal participation and strengthen conservation partnerships. And a house fire in St. Clair Township early Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman, according to local authorities. Deputies were called to a home on a 4300 block of Yankee Road around 2:20 a.m. after reports that people were still inside the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters with the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.